I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Salacha and the Daf series. In 1932, Ramosha Feinstein was still living in Russia, and he was presented with a question from a nearby community. It was a growing new community, and although they were successful in building for themselves a shul, the local government, the municipality, prohibited them from building a mikveh, which is a terrible situation for a community. It's nearly impossible for there to be a thriving Orthodox Jewish community without a mikveh. However, the municipality gave them the option of converting the shul into a mikveh. And so they posed the question to Rav Moshe, is there any halachically permissible way of using their shul as a mikveh? And the reason why this could be a problem is there's a whole sugya in the Gemara and Megillah about once you sanctify a shul, once you gave the Kedusha to a Beis HaKnesses, it's not simple whether you could revert that Kedusha and remove that Kedusha, remove that holiness in order to use it for something else. And the question they were asking Moshe, would there be a way that they'd be able to convert part of the shul, at least, into a mikveh in order to have a sustainable community? Rav Moshe and Chuvas Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Aleph, Simon and Aleph, addresses this question. He looks at it from different angles, trying to find different ways to make it permissible. But then he throws in a wrench and he looks at it from a whole different angle. He points out that over here the prohibition at worst would be a rabbinic prohibition, and this is the Rabbanan. Then he quotes the Shach that says that whenever we're dealing with a rabbinic prohibition, and we're confronted with a tremendous sha'as hadchak, a very, very difficult situation, you can rely on the minority opinion. And in fact, that's a Gemara in today's daf, Midah Davov, Kedai Reb Lezer Lismach Alav b'sha'as hadchak. Reb Lezer was the minority opinion. But since it was a sha'as hadchak, and as Rashi explains, it was a time of famine, it was extreme circumstances, you can rely on the minority opinion. But Rav Moshe continues. He says, if you look in the Gemara continues and says that it's not just a blanket permission whenever you have a sha'as hadchak, you can rely on that minority opinion. Because the Gemara says that we don't pass the Rav Lezer. Therefore, we can't rely on that minority opinion. And since we don't rely on those minority opinions that would permit building this mikveh in the shul, then how could we rely on that opinion just because it's a sha'as hadchak? Rav Moshe continues and explains that this idea that our Gemara, Nida Davov, explains that when there's a psak, you can't rely on the minority opinion, is only when there's a clear-cut psak in the Gemara. However, in terms of his discussion, or Moshe's discussion about building the mikveh in the shul, although there is a majority opinion and minority opinion, and the poskim historically, traditionally, adopted the opinion of the majority, that wasn't because the Gemara issued a psak, rather, that's just because, based on klalei ha-psak, based on the typical way in which we decide halacha, we assume to go with the majority opinion. But that doesn't mean that we negated the minority opinion. And therefore, Moshe suggested that in his case, since it was such a terrible sha'as hadchak that you can't have a community without a mikveh, Moshe thought perhaps it would be possible to rely on that minority opinion, which would permit them to find a way to convert part of their shul into a mikveh.